You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
On it's Dukes and Bell live from SEC Media Days. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hanging out down here, Mike, today it is and has been an interesting day. Florida's Billy Napier speaking to the media about 20, 25 minutes ago. I was taking that in. DJ Lagway has a big contingent around him. OU's going to be next. We already heard from Kalen DeBoer, Miss State's Jeff Libby. And we're going to talk plenty about it, guys, and what's going on and getting you caught up. But last night was pretty incredible for our city as we hosted the All-Star Game. And, my friend, it ended up being a late night for you, did it not?
Yeah, the funny part last night, anybody who was at Truist Park after the National League unfortunately blows a six-run lead, if you're a Braves fan, pulling for the NL. And then it's like, wait a minute, we're going to extra innings? We're not going to extra innings? And fans, we're going to have a swing-off.
What?
I'm like, we're going to Lake Lanier?
What?
Hey, oots, oots, oots. This is my wife, Sherry. We're going to have a swing-off. Yeah, so that was last night, and all of a sudden, no one knows what's going on. Some Braves fans were upset that Matt Olson, who was due up, had there been a 10th inning, didn't get his shot. But it worked out because Dave Roberts, he pushed the button for Schwarber. There was apparently an arrangement with the managers figuring that some of the big guys are going to be on their private planes going home.
Headed back.
And so you're going to go with guys that were later in the lineup. But it was electric, and it was, I don't think it disappointed. I think, not to be prisoner of the moment, but a lot of people felt it's one of the best All-Star games in recent memory.
I agree. And it's not because we're here and we're being homers. The bottom line is it wasn't a game, then it was a game, and then it became interesting with this swing-off thing. And again, when you say that, I don't think most people realize. Most of you are at home going, what is this? I said to Mike yesterday, the one thing I knew was this game wouldn't end in a tie because of what had happened when Bud Selig was the commissioner years ago. This one matters, blah, blah, blah. Right. So this is the new rule that they put into place. And, guys, it's sort of like, Mike, at the end of a soccer game, right?
It's basically like a shootout, you know, penalty kicks, going to penalty kicks. This would be akin to basically having your NBA team shooting three-pointers from the top of the key. I know that in the NHL they've gone to their overtime period where eventually after a short period you get the guys shooting one-on-one with the goalie. So, I mean, there's an element to that. Would you want to see this? And here's where people are going to go sideways. Would you like to see this used in the regular season?
No.
Because if you want to get the 18 to 34 to watch, this is the video game era stuff they want to see. You know, this is the bells and whistles that, you know, some people say, you know, that's not a bad idea, as opposed to just putting a guy on second base.
So here's the thing, though. Fundamentally, you've changed the game. Right?
Completely.
You've changed the game, and that's my issue with it. Now, for an All-Star game, I'm all for it because, listen, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. Right. Who cares? When you're talking about the regular season and it matters for the record, for maybe the division, playoff standings, that now you're changing the game.
And then fans want to know, do the home run count for your home run record? Because all the baseball nerds.
That's true.
Oh, you're on video. I can't do the hand gesture.
Well, too late.
But the baseball nerds, too late. You know, with the stats and everything, this is something that they'd be in a tizzy over.
Yeah. Who's seeing this, by the way?
Slim. We're joking around. Our engineer, Slim, had the camera for
Who's seeing this?
We thought he was like doing a video for like Tinder or something. I don't know what the heck.
Well, he was sitting over there by himself, just smiling to the camera. I was like, Slim, what are you doing? He goes, you'll trust me later. So I guess we're on video.
Hey, man.
All right, cool. Good to see you guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple of things about the All-Star Game, and then we're going to focus in on SEC Media Days. Kalen DeBoer joined the morning shift today. Great stuff from him talking about our quarterback. We talk about my quarterback. Michael Penix Jr., who played for him at Washington. We're going to let you hear that. But a couple of things. The biggest thing for me last night was the Henry Aaron tribute.
Oh, yeah.
Moving, touching. I don't know what you thought. You didn't have to be from Atlanta to just feel that moment and to relive it, Mike. And again, the thing that got me was how they had the fireworks. The shot, right? That was just so cool.
And going to where the ball landed, of course, at the old Fulton County Stadium, people were just going bananas. Because at first we knew this. You know, the Major League Baseball brings their announcer in.
They do.
You know,
they do.
So you have like stay in your seats. Don't want to miss it. So everybody was in. It was so cool. The way the Hawks project the images on the floor, to be able to do that on the infield, the technology has advanced so much, you don't need a green screen. You can do it on the dirt and the grass. So that was amazing. The fact that you see Henry Aaron, and you hear the call, and everything's happening right there on the field and then on the big screen. It was really well executed, and everybody said it was just – and then I got to watch it when I got home, DVR. It looked great on television
as
well.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, the in-stadium, and for those of you who were there, I just don't know if you got the same sense of it being on television. It was a made-for-television product because that's where most people are going to watch it. But that moment, kudos to Major League Baseball. Braves, excellent job. You couldn't have done a better job. And this is the part that I said a couple of days ago, Mike. The part that bothered me about the All-Star Game being taken away from us in 21 was Henry Aaron could have been a part of it. And that's the part that bugged me the most. And, yes, we got one. But last night they had to do something to honor the great Henry Aaron, and I just don't think there was a better moment.
And his widow's in attendance, so everybody's when that everybody's a lot of blubbering when you saw her in attendance. But yeah, he passed in January of 21. It would have been the logical time to honor Hank Aaron. Unfortunately, as we know, the Major League Baseball pulled the All-Star Game, but the crowd was electric where we were sitting. We had folks from Houston, tons of Braves fans around. Interesting, the Freddie reaction. A lot of boos in my section.
Boo
for Freddie, guys.
Well, I understand booing those Phillies and Mets.
Yeah, and it was funny because there was a lady, she was I guess Los Angeles Angels now fan, and her husband sitting right in front of us, and she goes, who do you guys like? Because they were booing the Mets, booing the Phillies, booing the Yankees.
We don't like any of them.
Booing the Dodgers. Then I said, well, the Dodgers are long hated for the old days of the NL West, and since then, subsequently, it's the Phillies and the Mets and the Yankees for, well, obvious reasons, 96-99.
We don't like any of them. Yeah. I love the fact that Schwarber comes up there, boo! Okay, hit the home run, will you? So we can win. 404-726-0929. We're live at SEC Media Day. All right, everybody else, turn your mics off. We're here. It's okay.
Yeah.
Everybody else, go home. We're here now.
The varsity's here, man.
All right.
It's on.
And by the way, speaking of SEC Media Days, that means one thing, Mike Bell. We're talking about offense, defense, and special teams.
Can we just address, and this is Day-Day's first time with us at SEC Media Days, Damian Lewis. There is this thing, and I guess maybe because we've been doing our thing, our style, for so many years, and that's just our everyone's got a voice, a unique voice. But everybody at this thing sounds exactly the freaking same.
What do you mean?
I tell you what, when you look at the schedule, and you look at the teams we're playing, and the intensity of the rivalries paired with the offenses we're going to have to defend, this is going to be a Donnybrook of a season.
I believe that when I look at the Alabama schedule, I got to tell you, it's a barn burner.
So whether it's the Sports Possum in Lake City or somebody from Little Rock, basically everybody's doing the same show. You know, Carl, football's three parts. Offense, defense, and the kicking game. Yeah, so it's basically, you got that up and down the media row. It's pretty darn funny if you guys ever get up here to watch it.
But I will say this. The SEC does a terrific job putting this event on. As we said, today the four teams, guys, Bama, Miss State, Florida, OU. Each one brings, you know, three players. Their coaches speak. Brent Venables, I'm curious to see what he has to say. Look, last year was a down year. Billy Napier was talking about his guys and the resiliency they showed last year. And his whole thing today was, can we build on it? Like, we had a great end to the season. Our guys fought back, but can we build on it? And then, Mike, you know, listen, Arch Manning took the show yesterday, right? He was here.
Right.
Everybody stayed to talk to Arch, and he handled it like typical Manning. But DJ Lagway has a pretty big crowd around him today, and I got to tell y'all something.
Right.
Remember, guys, he gets hurt, okay? DJ Lagway was balling.
Hey.
Against Georgia.
Not a knock on Gunnar Stockton, but what Georgia fan out there wouldn't rather have DJ Lagway over Gunnar Stockton? based on the athleticism. Now, again, a little bit more of a sample size, but that guy, I mean, that dude's the real deal.
Yes.
I think if he stays healthy, you know, in the cocktail party, it might be a different outcome. So they've got that dude. Speaking of dudes, Johnny, I'll call him Johnny. Johnny Mateer just rolled by. He's the Oklahoma quarterback.
Yeah.
Transferred from Washington State. They stole their offensive coordinator. He came along. This kid literally looks like something out of the movie. Johnny, I mean, literally. You know what I mean? Like, Johnny be good. This guy's got that juice. You know, he's got the presence. So, and again, Oklahoma. We talked about hot seats, and you mentioned it yesterday, Brian Kelly. Venable's got to do something in Oklahoma.
He's got to do something.
He's not working for free out there.
No, he's got to do something. And you know there are only two things that come out of Oklahoma. 404-726-0929.
Wait a minute. Steers and Bassity?
That's correct. That's correct.
That's the Falcons' PR.
That is correct. And he's listening. I know you are, Bassity. All right, man. We're going to chop it up. We got a lot to talk about today. Got a few guests that are going to stop by. You never know who's going to stop by our show while we're here until now, from now until 6 o'clock. But I will say this, though. As we talk about the SEC, the hype is real, man. Look, whatever you think about this league, and I know everybody says, oh, the Big Ten, they won the last two chips. The bottom line is, when I look up and down this conference, Mike, to your point with the sports possum, I'm having a hard time finding W's. I'm having a tough time finding wins for this team this year. Because when you start saying, look at the schedule, and right. I was looking at Florida's schedule, and Napier, he was up there talking, and I'm like, that's an L. That's a win. That's an L. Like, no one is going to go unscathed. And this is the point that I'm getting to.
Right.
You can get into the college football with two losses. We saw Alabama lose four last year. They didn't get in.
They were dying to put him in.
I don't know if you're going to get in with three with the way things are going. Like, this is going to be an incredible season for the SEC.
One thing about the just the same thing that happened with Sankey talking to the media about this 8 or 9 game schedule, you're not going to play that 9th game if you're not going to get rewarded for having a tough conference. And the strength of schedule didn't seem to matter to those knuckleheads in the college football playoff committee.
No, not at all. All right, last night they did something they need to do the entire season. And I don't know why they're waiting. Okay, I actually do. And I'll tell you why they are not doing it, but it is coming. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at SEC Media Days. We've been all over the city, man. Last few days, we were over at Truist and the Battery area, Cobb Galleria over at Murph's. Had a great time the last few days. Today, here, taking it all in, Bama, Miss State, Florida, OU. And, Mike, we got a chance to sit down with one of the best, man, Cole Kubelik, joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, played at Auburn. He's an analyst now for ESPN, does a morning show with our buddy Greg McElroy, who got a lot of people upset this week. But, Cole. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm not as tired as a guy just got back from vacation here.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm glad you're taking shots.
We're working on it.
I'm grinding.
You know, the biggest surprise of SEC Media Days is that Greg is surprised that people were surprised by what he said.
Oh, jeez. You know what?
And he's still playing it, too. Still playing it this morning. Somebody gave him a hard time about it. He goes, can you believe people are upset about this? And I'm just like, good Lord, man. You said Saban's coming back. Like, what do you want people to do?
Correct. And what's your name, Greg? I mean, like, seriously, right. That's the other part. I was telling my guys that if this was some bum from somewhere else, people would be like, oh, he doesn't know anything. Comes from you, Greg. People think
exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, I'm appreciative. He got our show on about 178 articles this week, so we're good. But
all right,
I'm
Mike,
glad I didn't do it.
You know what? Kirby's leaving Georgia.
Yeah, Kirby is heading to the NFL.
He's gone.
Kirby is taking over for the Dolphins. He's going to finish Saban's unfinished business.
You heard it here first.
We'll throw it out there. Hey, man, by the way, you know, with Alabama doing the Media Days round, were you as surprised as most fans, or did you think there was just going to be a natural step down in the first year after Saban and what happened last season?
Well, the talent has been departing for the last couple of years, both NFL and portal. And it was a frustration that Nick Saban had his last few years there. We had a couple of his games, talked to him about it. And I think there was going to be a very difficult process for Kalen DeBoer of just managing the people. There were a lot of folks that thought when Saban left, they were going to be able to get their hands in there. A lot of players that probably thought, I've been here 3-4 years. Now I can start doing things my way instead of Saban's way. So we had to manage all that. I think right now Kalen DeBoer is more excited about his team. I think last year he was excited about some players that he had.
Right.
I think there's a little more cohesiveness. He had to manage a lot of ego last year and a lot of me guys on that football team.
Interesting.
And I think a lot of that's gone this year.
Yeah, because they were not – Cole, you know this, a disciplined football team that we're used to see, right? And I think part of that is the selfishness and some of the things that he might have been dealing with that we didn't really find out about, at least most fans, until after the season was
over. I'll give you two examples of what you're talking about that I don't know if people caught or maybe they did. There was one game early in the season, I think it was Georgia Malachi Moore. Or no, it was the Vanderbilt game. At the end of the Vanderbilt game, where Malachi Moore is losing his mind and he's throwing stuff and he's getting a 15-yard penalty.
Acting a fool.
Probably not happening in the Saban era. The next one will be the Oklahoma game.
Oh, God.
Where Jalen Miller throws an interception. First off, he goes over and tries to slide tackle the individual on the sideline. And then if you watch his second interception, I honestly don't know if the TV copy showed this, but I saw it on film. Immediately after the pick, he goes and gets in Ryan Williams' face. And it's one of those where he's jumping up and you can tell he's MFing him on the field.
Sure.
And your quarterback doesn't need to be doing that to his teammates. Not in front of everyone. You get to the sideline, you handle your business there, you have those conversations. Those were two things that stuck out to me that just I wouldn't have thought a Nick Saban team would do. And I think you'll see a lot less of it this season under Kalen DeBoer's team.
Talking with Cole Kubelik, guys, JOX over in Birmingham. You see him on ESPN on the weekends as well. You got any insight into who the quarterback will be who's going to win that job for the
at Alabama? It'll be Ty Simpson.
Okay, it's a done deal.
That. Yeah, I just think Ty is a coach's kid. He's been in that program for a long time. I think now being year two in Kalen DeBoer's system, he'll have the understanding of it. He's not super dynamic. He doesn't have the biggest arm. He's not flashy, but he's got decent mobility. He's a pretty good athlete, and he's got a strong enough arm to make the throws that they need. And I think he'll have a pretty good cast. The O-line should be solid. The running backs will be fine. You got Ryan Williams, who's probably a top five talent in college football. Jeremy Menard's back to be able to play the slot, a bigger wide receiver. You go get Horton from Miami, who's going to be able to help. I think that's a group of weapons where he doesn't have to be super flashy, make every throw quarterback, or have a big arm. I think that offense with Grubb back also is going to be pretty good.
Yeah, Cole, and I'm with you. Like, the idea that Alabama's talent level has fallen off, it's a misnomer. They're loaded, guys, and their first game against Florida State, they're going to be favored. But at the end of the day, I think you're right about if he's able to put it together from an offensive standpoint and they're a better disciplined team this year, they're going to be a problem. Alabama will be in the mix. We're talking about Bama. Alabama! Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama so
I know
much?
People ask me all the time. Because Kalen DeBoer was here today, but let me ask you about Florida and Billy Napier. Because, Cole, he talked about how resilient his team was today at the end of the season, and he wants to build on it. My question is, can they? Was that just a flash in the pan, or was that a team that really developmental-wise got better at the end of the season, and now they're coming into 2025?
I'll tell you one thing that I always love, that I always look for teams, is teams that might not have the things in front of them that the undefeated teams do or the one-loss teams do, playoffs, conference championships, and they still play their rear ends off. And that's what that Florida team did late. They weren't in the mix for the SEC championship. They weren't going to the playoffs.
They didn't quit.
And they went and punched Ole Miss right in the chin. I mean, and that was a physical game that they overpowered Ole Miss in on both lines of scrimmage. And like a Mississippi State team is also here today. You put their defense on late in the season, they're flying around. Guys from the backside trying to make plays. Now, they might be running the wrong way on sometimes, but the effort is what you appreciate and like. I saw the same thing from Florida. Billy knows how to build a program, big culture guy. I think Florida has a chance to surprise people. Now, here's the thing. You can take Bama, Georgia, Texas, LSU, if you want to throw them in there, any combination of those four, one of them, three of them, four of them, whatever. Let's put those to the side. The group of teams next is why you want to watch this league this year. Florida, Auburn, Oklahoma, Missouri, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas A&M. I could convince you all those teams will win 10. I could convince you they'll win 6 or 7.
Right.
Somebody's going backwards. And I don't know who that team is. Now, and I'm going to tell you this, Vanderbilt's not going backwards.
You don't think so?
Now, they're not going to be a 10-win team, but they got their whole defense back. They had the biggest mismatch tight end in the SEC. Cedric Alexander at running back,
Beast.
One of the most underrated
Beast.
Players in the SEC.
Yes.
They have a deep threat at wide receiver. And Diego Pavia is a bulldog, man. Like, it doesn't matter. You can think what he says is ridiculous, but Diego Pavia believes it. Diego Pavia can sit there and tell you that he's going to cause an earthquake tomorrow. We know it's not going to happen, but his teammates are going to go help him try to cause that earthquake because they legitimately believe that he can go do it. That's the kind of – I asked Clark Lee, I said, a little extra media training for Diego. We'll get caught. He goes – and I thought this was one of the best quotes of the week. He said, here's the thing, Cole. I need Diego Pavia to be Diego Pavia. I don't want to change him.
Yeah.
Now, I want to help him and maybe mold him a little bit. Mm-hmm. We don't need all that stuff. But we got to have that guy if we're going to win games.
Right.
And it's true because he's one of those infectious, make-you-believe type of guy that can take over a game every now and then. He's not the most accurate passer, but that dude believes he can get a first down or a touchdown.
Swagger, man. You got to have it. Georgia's been looking for it since Stetson Bennett. Speaking of teams rising or falling, Cole Kubelik is with us, guys. SEC, ESPN. You played center at Auburn. What's going on with Auburn? And what are what is going to happen this year with this football team? Because most fans who look from the outside the plane say this is a year where Hugh Freeze has got to take a step up, you know, to a bowl game, you know, closer to Christmas or something.
He's got to step up. And I think if it's where it has been, we might not be talking about him as the head coach at Auburn next year. They have the talent to be a player in this league. The offensive line should be better than it's been in 8 or 10 years. Connor Lue, one of the best centers in the SEC, Jeremiah Wright at guard, Dylan Wade at the other guard are people movers, are very physical. They have real tackle depth. They get Xavier Chapman from Virginia Tech, Mason Murphy from USC. You got Xavion Miller, who started at tackle last year, still there. Tyler Johnson, who's going to play a little bit of tight end and tackle, he's there. And Dylan Wade can still kick the tackle. Not a lot of teams have that in this league.
Tackle depth
is a premium in this league.
Is the transfer portal making up for the perceived lack of recruiting? Or the lack of recruiting is overblown.
Well, that's a different story now because you're talking about the 26 class,
right.
And people are upset about that. They're mad about that. I get it. And like Free said, you want to be in the top 10 right now. But what we have to reprogram our brains to a little bit is this roster management's different.
It is.
And if Auburn wins this year, they're going to have a large contingency of third-year players coming back the next year. What's that going to be? Expensive. And it's also taking up a lot of your space where we can't oversign anymore. You don't have as many walk-ons anymore. So you might have to have a smaller high school class, and you want to be a little bit more selective. Not making excuses for him, but that could be part of where we are. They're going to have one of the better receiver corps in the SEC. They're fine at running back. Jackson Arnold is a legitimate five-star talent. He can score from 60, 70 yards out with his legs. Beautiful deep ball thrower, but he's got to be reset. He needs to be rewired. It's got to be reprogrammed. Like, the new Jurassic Park's out. Like, they got to go in and take that mosquito out and, like, re-chromosome the DNA, whatever it is. Like, his confidence cannot be – he could not let go of the football. And, like, that's, like, the last thing you want to hear about a quarterback. Like, a guy who – I'm watching him on film, and, like, he hits, and you look at the receivers, like, buddy, he's there.
Pull!
Go! And he could not go last year.
Yeah.
And so that's on Hugh Freeze. He's got to coach some of it out of him, and he's got to coach it back into him. The defense has enough guys to be solid. DJ Durkin's done a good job. That Baylor game's huge.
Start the season.
There are a couple teams in this league need to be very
Start
careful week
season.
One. Auburn's one. Tennessee's another.
Yeah.
Syracuse got Steve Angeli, who came in the Orange Bowl for Notre Dame, was throwing darts.
Look, Fran,
freezing
Fran's
cold
doing
off the bench. Fran's
job.
Awesome.
He's doing a great
Fran
job.
Fran Brown, like, just all you have to do, Google Fran Brown and click right. the video part and just listen to him talk. And you'll be like, bro, I'll come play for you right now.
He's legit.
Like, I'll put a helmet on right this second and go talk to you. And so he got another good portal class coming in. Watch out for those games early.
The real question for me, from me to you is, sir, how much golf have you played with Coach Hugh Freeze?
Yeah. Is this
That's
your fault?
The real question.
Is it your fault?
Yeah, how many rounds have you gotten in with Coach?
If there's which nobody talks about the Tulsa coach who just qualified for like the U.S. Amateur up there in Oklahoma.
Nobody cares about Tulsa.
That's fair.
True statement.
No, if I didn't need more back surgeries and hadn't had already three, I probably would have played some rounds with Freeze, but I can't play golf anymore.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen, at the end of the day, like, don't put your scores on a public app that people can go see. Like, what do you do? They're all playing some golf.
They are.
Why are you putting it on an app that people can see? Like,
old school scorecard, put it in your pocket.
Listen, I've said this for a long time, guys. All these coaches that I run into week in, week out that are going to get other jobs, they say, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? The first question I ask them is, who's your FU coach going to be? And they look at me and they look at me like you're looking at me right now.
Yeah, because I'm like, what?
What are you talking about?
What?
And I said, every coach needs a guy on staff that has your and the program's best interest in mind, that when you do something dumb,
you
can say,
straight.
Hey, man, FU, stop doing that.
Right.
That's a bad idea. Like, if Butch Jones had an FU coach, it would have said, hey, stop saying these stupid things.
He'd still be there.
He'd still be the head coach of Tennessee.
He'd still be there.
He'd be winning 8 or 9, 10 every 3 or 4 years,
right.
And he'd be the head coach. But it's brick by brick, five-star heart, life of a general, whatever the hell else.
Yeah.
You
get that,
that
garbage can out there.
Turnover trash can.
Yeah,
which actually
can,
now kids probably think that's cool now, but it was dumb then.
Oh, man. Florida State. Remember we had like the purse? It was like a satchel. Hey, Cole, before we cut you loose, get the I-20 perspective from Birmingham. What do you think of Georgia this year?
I'm big on Georgia. I'm high on Georgia. I called one of Gunnar Stockton's high school games, so I got to talk to his high school coaches, some of his teammates, people in that community. Here's what sold me on Gunnar Stockton. I know he's the newer starting quarterback, but I was on the sideline for the SEC championship game doing the MegaCast. We didn't know who the starter was because we saw that hit at the end of the first half.
Yeah, okay.
So we had no idea what was going on. And we were talking, I think it was Molly McGrath or Holly Rose on that sideline. She's asking us, and I'm like, I'm not working the sideline this game. And so nobody knew. And we're over there watching, and you could tell when they put the hat on, go start warming up, that sideline erupted. And it was different. It was a different energy.
Mm.
It was a different vibe. And I asked Kirby about it right down there yesterday on TV, and he said, yeah, because those guys wanted to win for him. Like, the O-line wanted to block for him. They wanted to run the ball for him. And then Roman Harper and I, who do a show on Monday nights, we were talking about it the next night or two nights later in Charlotte before our show, and he said, did you hear what Jalen Walker said after the game? I was like, I missed it. You know, I was traveling. He said, well, I asked Jalen Walker, why was it so different when he came in? And Jalen Walker said, that's my quarterback.
That's
my guy.
Well, here's
so
the deal.
I think Gunnar Stockton is going to be one of those raise the level of everybody around him, and
right.
He doesn't have to be Tim Tebow or Aaron Murray or David Green or whatever. Like, they got big-time weapons around him.
Cole, what you just said for all Dawg fans who are wondering whether or not the reason why they didn't welcome the last quarterback back, you just said it.
Yeah.
You just said it. For everybody that has been wondering, oh, Carson, I don't get it. You just heard it from a man
right
there.
I go back
there.
To something Nick Saban said a long time ago when there was like a 50-50 quarterback battle, and people used to always ask him, what does he have to do? What does he need to prove? And Nick Saban would say, my team will tell me who the quarterback is.
So true. It's true.
Right? And that doesn't mean that, you know, somebody's going to walk in there and be like, coach, who's the guy? He'll watch how they react to
right.
him, and that's going to be who the guy is.
Cool. Brother, appreciate you stopping
Always
by.
Always great information, man.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot.
See you on TV this year.
Hope so.
Yeah, no, he does a great job. And tell Greg to tone it down, will you?
we've got to come up with a bold pronouncement for this
we
program.
We just did. Kirby's
Things
leaving.
Are slowing down. Yeah. Maybe he needs to tone it up.
Kirby to the Dolphins. Stay tuned.
Cole Kublik, thank you so much
thank
for
you
joining
guys.
Us, man. All right, we're coming back. We're live at SEC Media Days. Everybody can go home. We're here now. All right. When we come back, you're going to get a chance to hear from Kalen DeBoer. He joined our morning show this morning to talk about Alabama and where his program's at. But, guys, wait until you hear what he says about our quarterback. And I'm talking about the Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home for major championship golf coverage in the ATL, guys. The Open Championship's currently underway. It will be at Royal Portrush. And by the way, we've got all the scores, all the storylines, and the update's going to be brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone and by Twin Peaks Food, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Nice. I get the odds for you on the British Open coming up in Guy Talk. Also, a very special Guy Talk today. A very special thing happened last night in Buckhead. We had the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got SEC Media Days. The Stanley Cup was making its way around the town. We'll explain why that was going down coming up.
All right. Before we hear Kalen DeBoer with the morning shift, I got to mention this. And again, if you're going baseball, what are you doing? Why are we not doing this? Mike, the ABS Challenge was in effect last night for the All-Star Game.
Right.
This allows players, right, catcher, pitcher, or hitter, to basically challenge a pitch. And we saw this early on in the game. With Manny Machado. And I'm just telling you guys, when the next CBA is done, this is when this is going to come to life. They've been doing this in the minors and trying to perfect it for a while.
In the stadium, because, you know, not every fan who's at the All-Star game knows that this is coming down the pike. So when it happened and you got the challenge, a lot of fans are going, well, screw the umpire. Why don't we just have that after every pitch on the big screen, just like in tennis. They got that Cyclops technology. You know if the ball's in or out, like in a millisecond.
Yeah.
Same thing. Why do you even need the umpire? Just have that on the screen. Boom. There you go. Strike. Instant. So, and the technology exists. But anyway, last night at Carl's Point, we had a couple where they were just literally in or just out of the zone, a couple where the catcher actually challenged. But it was kind of interesting because it was like, okay, that's something, yes, let's just get it right. And I don't care about the egos that get bruised by the umpires. Fans, the human element is a crock. Don't want to hear that nonsense anymore. Let's get it right.
The only thing that they've got to come to a conclusion on is how many challenges a team's going to have.
Because they'll slow the game down a little bit.
And when you get to use them. Like, you can use, if it's three challenges, Mike, you're not using those early right. If you have a situation late. That is something that's coming in baseball, but I thought it was cool that they showcased it at the major league level last night. We've seen it in the minor leagues.
Oh, you know the umps don't like it. You know the umps are not liking that one bit.
Because it says you're wrong.
Right.
That's basically, I mean, it's not going to be wrong all the time. But again, more times than not.
By getting guys in the box and speeding up the pace of the game, the next logical step is don't have an umpire behind the dish.
Yeah.
You simply, everything will be replayed. Now, look, you want to have the human element? Sure. The umpire can have an ear, as we said, earpiece. Beep, beep. Okay, that's a ball. Beep, that's a strike. And he can signal it. And if you need that, if you need a big guy, you know, make an extra. What's the per diem for umpires? $200 a night?
It's a lot more than that.
I don't. You don't watch that. You know those guys are eating good.
Yeah, these guys get paid. Hey, man, we're live at SEC Media Days, Alabama. Alabama's
Why do you hate Alabama so much?
Look, I think they're going to be good this year, all right? You can't lose four games like you did last year, though.
But isn't that interesting what Cole said? That basically you had guys, it was like.
Selfish.
The teacher was out, the substitute's in, so everybody's running amok and doing their own thing.
Selfish. So, yeah, and you saw it in their play. He's right. But DeBoer stopped by the morning shift. They asked him about Michael Penix and his relationship with Michael Penix. We want you to take a listen.
There's a lot of players that are super special to you, but because of his journey and what we accomplished together and his faith and confidence to come up to Washington at the time when, you know, maybe staying closer to home and, you know, the career kind of going a certain direction at that point just meant so much. And so, yeah, he actually came over a couple weeks ago, spent the night at the house, and you know, we had dinner with a bunch of the others that he knows well that came down from Washington too. So I'm super excited about what this next year is for him. You know, when he gets comfortable and familiar with an offense, those tools that he has will take over. And so I'm excited for this next round.
Yeah, I myself am an Indiana alum, so I remember watching the early days of Mike, and then now to see him here as QB1 with the Falcons, it's a pretty wild ride.
Awesome.
It is Coach Kalen DeBoer, head coach for Alabama, joining us here on the morning shift. What was new for you last year at Alabama that maybe you don't have to worry about this year that lets you really dial in and focus on just making this season the best it can be?
I can't say that. I mean, yeah, you're in a different conference. You're going to different stadiums, many that I had never been to before. Familiarity with the community and all that. But I think year one is year one at it's going to be logistics. There's going to be things that you just got to work through and figure out, and new staff coming together, and players that you don't know, and personnel, and things that guys do really well that you thought they could do well and they don't, and vice versa. But yeah, I think a lot of it is just always evolving, and so that's where we're in. That's the mindset we're in, and you're always going to adjust no matter what. But from year one to year two, there needs to be that big jump.
Kalen DeBoer joining us, Alabama head coach here on the morning shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game, live at SEC Media Days. All right, you guys, Jalen Milroe goes in NFL. You know, he's out in Seattle, and you got a quarterback battle brewing, right? I mean, it's Ty Simpson. I mean, Austin Mack, one of those, Keelan Russell. How is that going to shape up for you guys, and who's kind of the front runner right now as we enter fall camp?
Yeah, at the end of the spring, I know we made an announcement publicly. So, you know, a lot of people, and justifiably so, if we played today, you know, Ty Simpson would be our quarterback. And he had a really nice spring. So did the other guys. You can see their growth. They're getting these really meaningful reps. And, you know, you want it for every guy, you know. And in Ty's case, you want it because he's really stayed the course here. He's stayed through going into year four now. You know, he's got relationships with the players, but so do the other guys. He's got the tools, but so do the other guys. And so it's just a matter of being consistent, letting his play, you know, just being him and going out there and doing his thing. Always, you know, trying to be better the next day. And he's done that. And so I'm excited to get into fall camp here and you know, let him roll. Let him get after it.
Coach, they're wrapping us up, so I know we got to get you out of here. But real quick, rapid fire, are you a 5'11 guy in the playoff or in a nine-game schedule?
I got you. I thought we were talking height or something like that. I'm like, gosh, I'm at least 6 foot.
No, you're trust me, I'm under 5'11. I know when you're over 6 foot.
I think it's about trying to get as many. I mean, you want all the best teams in the playoff, right? And so how do you accomplish that? You know, you want to reward the teams that do win championships, conference championships. And so, I tend to lean that way. I can't say that I'm standing on the table. I want to continue to be educated on what's best for college football. But also, I think what's best for college football is figure out how to get the best teams in the playoff every single year. So, is that what you think?
Yeah.
How we get the best
ones? Yeah, exactly. Okay. I don't think any conference should have a set number.
Sure.
I think, you know,
sure.
you get the best teams in that played that year, and doesn't yeah. matter what conference they're
yeah,
in.
I mean, it might help you out if you had that, if you're a certain conference, but some years it might not, you know, you might not have deserved it, and so or got too many, you know.
Agreed.
So, you know, so yeah, just to get the best teams in there, give the teams that have a good resume and have accomplished a lot of great things throughout the course of the season, and let them go ball out in the playoffs.
That is Kalen DeBoer, Alabama's head football coach, with the morning shift. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at SEC Media Days, hanging out, and we're going to get a chance to chop it up with a bunch of other players along the way here between now and 6. Miss State was here today. Again, Billy Napier and his crew, and OU, that's Brent Venables, today for SEC Media Days. Tomorrow, things wrap up. As far as Kalen DeBoer, you know, look, for me, I've been talking about this all week. I think Brian Kelly, say what you want, cannot have a slip-up season this year and is going to be able to survive.
Right.
But I also think, and I'm not going to tell you Kalen DeBoer will get fired from Alabama, but lose 4 games again, and let's see what this looks like. And let's see what Alabama fans are saying about Kalen DeBoer. Was this the right choice? He has to show that he has a grasp on things. Year one, you give him a little leeway. But year two, I don't think he gets that, Mike. And look, last year you missed the college football playoff. You guys know this. That is the standard, right? And especially now that you've expanded the college football playoff, this isn't 4 teams anymore. So you're telling me Alabama's not one of the best 12 teams in the country? It's going to be a problem.
Well, the other thing is, you know, we talked yesterday about, I mentioned that Florida State, they're actually top 15 in some recruiting services. Alabama's just right now, and I'm looking at rivals, and again, it varies from site to site. For the 26 class, Kalen DeBoer's crew is 18. Now, as we heard with Cole Kublik, if you've got a bunch of guys, you might not need as many players if you're locked in as far as your cycle, as far as underclassmen. But that's something that's interesting because you've been accustomed, we always say, Alabama fans feel it's a freaking birthright.
That's right.
That they're going to be, you know, in the Final Four, or for lack of a better word, they're going to be in the championship. And now all of a sudden, you had a team that looked nothing like a Nick Saban team.
No.
I mean, even Nick Saban's team that lost to Monroe didn't look like Kalen DeBoer's team.
No.
But that's what makes it so frustrating for Georgia fans. Carson Beck, you know, you go in there, that's a game you should have won. You know, maybe a better seeding. I don't know how it would have played out in a parallel universe, because certainly Notre Dame had your number. But either way, that did contribute to what happened to you.
It did. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. More from SEC Media Days coming up. More about our experience with the All-Star Game. Your experience as well. Guys, text us, 404-726-0929. And follow us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Our man Randy Mack hit us up on social media. He tagged his boy Andy and said, because Dukes and Bell are starting blank at SEC Media Days, we're going to have to show up like this for work tomorrow. And it's a gang with the back, and a guy is walking down the street.
No, we're just saying, look, like this dude over here, these guys, Shimon 3, these guys got their stuff together. They do a nice show. They know what they're talking about. I mean, they look like they could be like a modern-day Crockett and Tubbs over here, not like the Hammond Eggers from some of these other stations, where literally it's like, I tell you what, I don't have a feeling for this quarterback battle. It's you've got to have Carl. When you've got 2 quarterbacks, well, you know, you don't have one.
You don't have one.
I mean, that's a crap you hear down the street.
You do.
But I mean, these guys, they say, okay, you're okay. You get the Dukes and Bell bounce.
No, I
these
totally
cats on Hot 3 know what's going on.
Look, I will tell you this: from when I first started coming to SEC Media Days, which was legitimate, credentialed media, I walked to the back today, and it just tells you how far things have come. There was a guy literally setting up like one camera for himself, and he goes, "Mom, are we on?" I heard him say that. He goes, Mom, is it working? I was like, are you serious right now?
And it's time now for Razorback from the basement of my mom's house.com. In 3, 2, 1.
I'm just telling you that this is what's going on. All right, we're coming back.
But at least we're not in Hoover, Alabama, where some jackleg would come right over to us and go, you know what, Coach Saban's coming over here? He's going to sign my baby's head.
You know, look.
I don't miss that.
Well, I kept walking until he said, push the button I told you to push. We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.